USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Border Patrol is expecting to encounter more than a million migrants in 2021, according to officials. While many are adults who are turned away due to health protections in place for the pandemic, a large number of unaccompanied children continue to overwhelm resources on the border. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that's why the Biden administration should not do away with Title 42, the policy that allows border agents to block migrant entry on public health grounds. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that if Title 42 were to be lifted, the southern border would be completely overwhelmed.
There are tens of thousands of families on the Mexican side of the border. If this administration does away with Title 42 for families, what we're going to see is tens of thousands of families try to come into the United States overnight. That's what I'm hearing on the ground from Border Patrol agents and professionals.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC said Tuesday that COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2020, claiming about 375,000 lives, behind only heart disease and cancer. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the death rates were higher in minority communities. Dr. Amesh Adalja is an infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University, and he tells CBS News that more needs to be done to address certain health issues in minority communities to help deal with this pandemic and prepare for the next.
This virus really kind of laid bare some of the problems that we have with certain chronic diseases that affect minority populations, such as obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And I think that this really should be a time to think about how do we make our country more resilient to the next infectious disease emergency or to influenza. And I think that has to do with trying to solve some of these chronic health problems in minority communities. Because if we leave this population vulnerable, the next pandemic can come around and cause the same type of problem. I think now is the time that people are really reflecting on how do we do this better the next time.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Donald Trump is commenting on speculation that he may run again in 2024. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump releasing a statement on Wednesday responding to the White House infrastructure bill, which he said would introduce new taxes and said it's among the largest self-inflicted economic wounds in history. The former president also sitting down with his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, and was asked if there's hope that the former president will run again in 2024.
You do have hope. That I can tell you. You do have hope. We love our country, this country. We all owe a lot to our country, but now we have to help our country. And we were there. We were so good. What we did with Iran, what we did with China, we were all set to do some great things. And then you see what's going on right now. China treated our representatives last week with such, in Alaska, with such tremendous disrespect. They never talked to me that way.
And just hours before the beginning of the 2021 Major League Baseball season, the New York Mets have locked up their all-star shortstop. According to ESPN, Francisco Lindor and the Mets have agreed to a 10-year, $341 million deal, ending a tense contract negotiation. The contract is the third largest in MLB history, behind Mookie Betts' $365 million deal with the Dodgers and Mike Trout's $426 million contract with the Angels. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.